Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. You made it. It's Friday. Sit back, relax, because you know what? It's going to be an awesome weekend. All different types of sports, too, now that we got the World Cup entering the conversation in the knockout stage. So we get college football starts tonight with the big USC-Utah showdown in the Pac-12 championship game. Then you wake up early, you get a little U.S. men's national team versus the Netherlands. Then you go right into college football for the rest of the afternoon and into the evening, Perloff. And then, of course, the NFL on Sunday just sitting there and some great games this
week. Let's not forget, you got the, I think, the ACC Big Ten Challenge in college basketball.
Pardon
you got
me.
My Sixers play the Grizzlies this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that
Who's
one.
Healthy?
Anyway. I think Ja's playing.
Yeah. Sure.
And actually, did you know the NBA regular season started?
I thought
watching the other night. I was like, is this preseason? No. I saw Giannis beat the Knicks. That was fun to watch.
I saw something about Anthony Davis playing well. Anyway, okay, so because there are so many good NFL games, we're just going to switch to that for a moment. Because there's so many good NFL games this Sunday, and of course the week started out brilliantly with the Bills just torturing the New England Patriots, if I could editorialize for a moment. We're going to do this thing that we like to do around here sometimes, which is basically picking the best games of the weekend. We all get to pick them almost like snake draft style.
So how are we getting the order, though? So we got you, me, Mike Samter, Stu Kovacs. I think there's two clear front runners. Who gets the one and two pick?
I was going to say based on record of favorite team.
Based on record of...
Oh, thanks a lot, Mike.
Yeah, baby.
Thanks for nothing.
Yeah. How dare you do that to Stu? Those poor Raiders.
So that would go Perloff's Eagles, Gray's Bills, Samter's Jets, and a distant fourth place, Stu's Raiders.
I thought you were going to do based on a Perloff's and I's picks. I was like, oh, baby. I'm number one with a bullet, although I went 0-3.
Yeah, but then how would Stu and I figure out where we go?
Yeah, we'd flip a coin. Okay, so Perloff first, then me, and then Samter, and then Stu. Perloff, go ahead.
I will go number one pick for game of the weekend is Miami and San Francisco. And I think we kind of all probably wanted this one because we will finally get to see Tua against a good defense and see Mike McDaniel. Forget that Mike McDaniels, Kyle Shanahan thing, they're best friends, all that. I don't care. I just want to know. I want to come in here on Monday, and we will know is Tua all that as an MVP candidate. And I think this game will go a long, long way in determining that.
Okay, that was a strong number one overall pick, but I'm also thinking about a great game, and I think it's actually going to be great on the field. I don't know if Miami and San Francisco, that could go either way. That, you know, that could end up being a boring game. I'm going with Chiefs-Bengals. Not only do I think this is going to be a great game, but I also think the Bengals really have to win here. The Ravens' schedule the rest of the way is so cupcake easy compared to what the Bengals are dealing with that they have to win this game. The Chiefs can maybe afford to mess around a little, although now the Bills are back in the conversation. But I think the Bengals, this is a huge, huge game for them. So Chiefs-Bengals would be my first pick. Samter.
I mean, the fact that neither of you went with this game is shocking. And Perloff, the fact that you didn't pick your own Eagles as the best game of the week with the number one overall pick, I feel like you guys are destined for your second loss. So I'm going to be a good fan. I'm going to be a legit real fan. I mean, and this is not just me being a fan. The Jets-Vikings might be the most important game of the entire weekend because we need to know who the Vikings are. Is Mike White going to be the future for the Jets? There's so much riding on this game. It's not just me being a fan. Like, this is legitimately the most important game of the weekend by a long shot. And Mike White is going to prove a lot of people that he's the future.
Yeah, I mean, because a Week 13 interconference game where the Vikings already secured their division title is so big for them.
Yeah. Nice sales pitch. Stu, what do you have?
All right. If he went with that, I guess I'll go with the Titans and the Eagles. I was shocked that didn't go off the board. Eagles might be the best team in the league, probably best team in the NFC. And then the Titans, somehow still 7-4. We all kind of doubted them going into the season, and they're still right there. Derrick Henry and company, so that intrigues me. For my other pick.
Yeah, it's snake draft, so Stu goes back-to-back.
Yeah, I will go with the Commanders and Giants. I don't know if either of these teams are a great team, either one, but it's certainly interesting, and maybe one of these teams make the playoffs. Maybe the winner makes the playoffs and the loser does not.
That's a sneaky good game. The actual game might stink, but the implications of the game are massive.
That Can I just say, I think that is the single worst game of the weekend.
Oh.
But Stu's right. What's at stake?
But two 7-1 teams.
I still think Pittsburgh-Atlanta is going to be more aesthetically pleasing than Taylor.
Interesting. So let's see. About my next pick. No, I'm just
Yeah, okay, so Samter, you're up next.
I was going to steal that. Perloff was going to try to take that game. But no, I think for me, the next one, it doesn't mean anything other than it's just two really interesting teams that it's really easy to root for. The Jaguars-Lions. I think it's going to be so much fun. I'm all in on anything Dan Campbell says and does, and I'm all in on everything Lions.
Man, you stole mine. okay, my next one is going to be, of course, it's got to be Chargers-Raiders. Nobody took that yet, right? It's got to be Chargers-Raiders because the Raiders, we know like the season is basically over, but the talent is still very tantalizing. And then the Chargers, what's going to happen here? A couple more losses. Brandon Staley's likely out. This could change the whole direction of Justin Herbert's career depending on the next couple games. Are they still going to be a playoff team, the Chargers? That's a solid number two pick for me. So give me Chargers-Raiders.
Okay. That leaves me. And if you want an adventure, if you want entertaining, there's only one person you want a quarterback in a primetime game, and that is Mr. Andrew Dalton. Last time we saw him in primetime. Last time we saw him in primetime, he threw four touchdowns and three interceptions. Threw six touchdowns altogether. Only two of them were for the other team. He's going against Tom Brady in a must-win situation, and as silly as it sounds, the 4-8 Saints are one game out of first place in that darn NFC South. That is, it's going to be hard to watch, but that is my number two pick. I can't believe no one picked Russell Wilson against Lamar Jackson.
Well, who's to say that? Is that it? Are we just doing one round through?
We're not going to get enough.
Yeah, we can't. We don't have enough games.
Yeah.
There's still more games to pick.
It's
hit the bottom of the barrel.
I think we can get through one more round.
I'll definitely take Russ versus Lamar Jackson, a guy who half the team went to Russ's birthday party. We think at least 80% would go to Lamar's birthday party. I don't know what to say because every Broncos game ends up with the Broncos scoring 11 points and the other team beating them. So I'm not sure there's a lot of drama on the field, but I feel like people like to pile on Russ, so that'll be enjoyable for other people. I think it's gotten way out of hand, personally. But, I mean, the guy's having a bad year, and people are acting like he's committing crimes against the sport of football.
Well, that contract is a crime against the sport of football if he's going to keep playing like that.
Stu, you and I, the only ones, like, he was on fire 2 weeks ago. Like, he finally figured out the offense for at least three quarters against the Raiders, but nobody seems to care. They just love I think it goes back to the Instagram ads. Everyone wants to see Russ fail.
Oh, I mean, it's just, he's a little inauthentic. Put it that way. But he's a great quarterback. I think people want to see him get back to his old self.
Yeah, I'd like to know what really happens with the quote-unquote authentic quarterbacks behind the scenes.
Yeah, I'm sure they're all phonies. Okay, so my next pick. Okay, a lot at stake here for the future of the league. May I present that? Because if Jeff Saturday and the Indianapolis Colts somehow upset the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, that is going to be ripple effects because Mike McCarthy, who whatever way the wind's blowing is whether or not he's going to be the coach of the Cowboys next year. I don't think he, for as good as the Cowboys have been at 8-3, I don't think he can afford to lose to Jeff Saturday. Spread's 10.5. It'd be a massive upset. Give me Colts Cowboys.
Yeah. I mean, if Matt Ryan has to go on a 17-yard run and call his own timeout.
It looked like Dak Prescott at the end of the 49ers game.
I'd say the Colts are in a little bit of trouble if they're relying on Matt Ryan's legs in this one.
All right, Samter.
All right, I'm deciding between two, and I think just by my moral compass, I'm going to have to go away from Browns-Texans. I am super fascinated to watch Deshaun Watson back on the field, especially on the road, getting booed mercilessly by his former home crowd in Houston. But I can't even, pretend to want to watch
that game. No one feels good about this game.
Yeah, no one feels good. So I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers' last start in the Green Bay Packers uniform in Chicago, who he owns. The Bears are finally going to beat the Packers.
Wow.
Finally. Aaron Rodgers will never start a game ever again for Green Bay. Jordan Love will play the rest of the season because the Packers will be eliminated, and we know that Aaron Rodgers doesn't care once his team is done. So let's go Bears. Duh Bears.
And Justin Fields looks like he's playing. Okay, Stu,
final
pick. I'd like
to see some Nate Peterman action in that game, too, to spice it up a little bit.
You are the only one.
Oh, you guys aren't going to flip over to that game if Nate Peterman comes in?
No, sir. Stu, what do you have? Final pick.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot to pick from left. I guess I'll go Seahawks-Rams just to see kind of what Geno Smith, if he can keep up his strong play. And the Rams, we know Stafford's not playing, so what are they going to get and what are they going to do the rest of the season? So a little intrigue there, I guess.
There you go. And see if Geno can add another zero to whatever contract he's going to find sign next year. Okay, so let's see who had the best showing. Perloff, I'm missing one for you. No, I'm not. Okay, Perloff has San Francisco, Miami, New Orleans, Tampa Bay, and Denver, Baltimore. I have Cincinnati, Kansas City, the Chargers and Raiders, the Colts and the Cowboys. Samter has Jets, Minnesota, Jags and Detroit, Green Bay, Chicago, and Stu has Philly and Tennessee, the Giants and Commanders, Seattle and the Rams.
I think it's a four-way draw. How we can evaluate who had the better?
I don't know, but I'm just recapping it for anyone who might be interested.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun weekend all the way around. It's actually, the NFL is going to blow away the college because there's only two college games that are even passable, really.
Well, unless, somehow Purdue really comes to the party on Michigan and Michigan has a little bit of a hangover after Ohio State. I know it won't matter, but it could still be an entertaining game.
Yeah.
But no, it's really the Pac-12 tonight and then the Big 12.
Yeah, so if you had your first choice, Maggie, which game would you want to see? Miami, San Francisco, or Mahomes, Burrow?
In person?
No, I mean, which game are you more intrigued by? If you had your number one, I had the one pick, and I picked Miami, San Francisco. You picked
Cincinnati, KC. I believe that. I mean, I'm super interested in San Francisco, Miami, too.
Yeah, believe me, I want to see Burrow and Mahomes. So do you think Burrow has a chance to really write a new sort of narrative here where he's the elite quarterback in the AFC?
Going 3-0 against Mahomes.
He's kind of red hot. Even with Jamar Chase is back finally.
I don't think yet. As awesome as Burrow is, I don't know if this game really does anything there. But, I mean, in terms of like an individual quarterback who has the most at stake this weekend, it's definitely Tua. Like, without a doubt. And it's really this stretch here coming up for the Miami Dolphins, right? So they've got three tough games in a row. It's San Francisco, and then is it the Jets, Samter, and then Buffalo? It's that second game for Miami. Anyway.
Two out of three tough games there.
No, I don't have my Dolphins schedule right in front of me. Chargers. So it's San Francisco, the Chargers, and then the Bills. I mean, this is going to be an interesting stretch. And
that will tell us a lot. Yeah, that's super fun. I mean, I think if I could have picked Tua versus Herbert as a game, I know it's 2 weeks from now, but that is the game. That's going to tell us a lot. Let's go.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Let's go to JJ. He's in California. Get back to the college football. JJ, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, Max?
How's it going?
Hey, real quick, you hear that caller call in about Deion Sanders?
Yeah.
Covington, Kentucky. I got a couple houses in Covington right there. Adam Jones, Pac-Man, he owns a pizza shop right there. He did before the pandemic started.
Yeah.
And Deion was over there all the time. So he's definitely familiar with that area. And Pac-Man's raising Henry's kid.
Chris Henry, yeah.
He's supposed to be a monster. So that I can see that. But what we were talking about the other day, I meant to say, like, college basketball is just not as complicated as the football, right? And if they made college football like how college basketball was, They can't do that because of money. It has to be the money. And then it makes me wonder, like, well, how does college basketball make any money? I don't know. It's just weird.
Sorry, JJ, what are you talking about? I'm sorry. I don't remember our conversation from yesterday.
Well, they can't make college football like a playoff like college basketball, right?
Well, they're
and
about
I think
to.
That's because of the money.
Well, the money comes from the TV rights of the tournament. So, like, you know, that NCAA, the men's tournament, makes like $2 billion in television rights.
Well, you don't think college football can get that much?
Oh, yeah, no. Eventually.
With 24 people or something?
Eventually, I think they get, maybe not $2 billion, but yeah, they get, it's going to be a cash cow, of course.
But it's very different because
basketball
goes through the NCAA. NCAA cashes that whole check.
Yep.
Football goes through the conferences, so it's a completely different animal.
How they slice up the pie.
Yeah, yeah. That's the NCAA, I think 96% of their revenue comes from that one tournament.
Yeah, the other thing, too, is, I get what JJ's saying in terms of it's more complicated because also you can't, like, let's be honest. And JJ, thanks for the call. Have a good weekend. You could, like, keep expanding the basketball tournament, like, almost to infinity, right? Like, because there's not the wear and tear that football provides. Like, you can't move to a 68-team tournament in football. You can't ask guys to play that many games
at
the end of the season.
What's Division II? How long do those last? How many teams are that? I mean, it's not unthinkable. They play, how many, 32
But we already said, like, even if when they expand to 12, say you're a Cinderella story where you're the 12th seed and you make it to the championship game, you're playing four extra games.
Yeah, but in the totality of college football, you're playing three extra games.
But you might have played in your conference championship game, too. So that's four postseason games.
Yeah, but the thing is, you're going to play a bowl game otherwise. So,
but that's one game.
So maybe
most guys sit that out.
Maybe two or three. That's not true.
Some guys do.
Two or three schools will play an extra game or two. It's not really. If you look at the entire body of the program. Yeah, I know.
If you expand,
32. No,
32, right.
That'll be hard. But I don't think the wear and tear is going to be that big because it's really, when you look at it, there's just not going to be that many extra games. With 12, it's not going to be a problem for them. You get four with a bye, so you're adding at most two games for one program. And that's unlikely because a team with a bye is usually going to win, right?
Probably, but I'm saying if you get the Cinderella story, that team is likely played in its conference championship game, and then they would have to play three more games. I mean, you're adding four games. That's a pro schedule. That's basically getting up to 16, 17
yeah,
games.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could argue that might happen, but it's more realistic. Georgia's going to smack down whoever comes in there, or the top SEC school, because that's how it's always been, right?
Yeah, right. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Yes, Mike Sander.
And real quick, I'm looking at the FCS bracket right now. There's 24 teams, so there's 16 teams that start out in the first round, then there's eight teams that have first round buys, the top eight seeds.
Got it.
So it's 24 teams, and so it's 1, 2, 3. There's four different rounds, so it's, I mean,
but people never complain about that, right?
Well, no,
they probably cut their regular season short a little bit for that reason. They're not playing conference title games. Yeah, well, that's always like Montana State, right?
But the thing is that the Power
North
Five,
Dakota State is the.
I think it's harder for them to cut regular season games because, again, the money that's at stake. Like, you're basically, you know, this is the time when the athletic departments are making basically all their money, unless you're a basketball school, too.
Yeah. Yeah, but, okay. I'm not going to wring my hands over this. Because it's we took long enough to get to 12. We're not going to 64.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Never doubt what they'll do for money. Coming up, we will make our NFL Week 13 picks, Maggie and Perloff style, one game against the spread, one over under, one player prop. That comes your way in just a moment. Don't move. More Maggie and Perloff right after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, for the first time, you can hear every Westwood One NFL broadcast stream live for free Mondays, Thursdays, Sunday nights, holiday triple headers, and every postseason game. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app on westwoodonesports.com, via Westwood One station streams, or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. It's all sponsored by AutoZone. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the cause of your pesky check engine light for free and get you back on the road. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Oh, boy, Maggie, we're about to make picks, and I think I'm going to have to do something that I don't want to do. It makes me sad.
What's that?
I think I'm going to have to pick against my own team, and I think you guys can't blame me. I mean, listen, the Eagles have been due for a correction for a long time. This is the worst matchup possible. The Eagles play the Tennessee Titans, 4.5-point favorites. How do you tackle this guy, Derrick Henry? Help me out here. And Ryan Tannehill's been quietly playing really well. So I'm afraid that the Titans have this great run defense. The Eagles have this great run offense. Feels like a immovable object, meaning irresistible force. 4.5 points. I'm picking. That's my pick.
Wait,
for the week.
Are we already into the picks? We have to do the records and set it up and all that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What are the records like?
You can just dive into the picks.
Well, I just need some moral guidance before we do it. Am I allowed, when we get into the picks, am I allowed to pick against the Eagles? Am I allowed to do this game?
I mean, I frown upon it, but it's your picks.
I mean, you didn't pick the Eagles either when it came to the most important game or the best game of the weekend. So I feel like it'll be okay for you to pick against them as well.
Okay. So let's do our DraftKings picks. Mike, what's the record?
All right, so Perloff, overall you are 17-19. Maggie is 23-13. You guys both had a rough week last week.
Yes,
combined 1-5. Perloff with the only win, thanks to, I mean, the given Broncos under whatever score they give.
Could have been low enough.
So that was the one win of the weekend. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully better this weekend.
You know, the Titans burned me last weekend against the Cincinnati Bengals, and so that's what kept me away from the Titans now. But okay, the way we do picks here, Maggie and Perloff. One pick against the spread, one pick over or under the total, and one player prop, all lines courtesy of our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook. Perloff, all right, you want to go first. You basically just hinted at it. You're taking the Titans and the points?
Yeah, I'm definitely taking the Titans here. I think the Titans game last week, we realize it now, but the Titans really, not that they weren't playing for anything against the Bengals, but the Bengals are in playoff mode. They need to win every game. The Titans were not, and it was still a really close game. Tannehill is... I think he's playing really well. He made a couple of mistakes. They weren't perfect in the red zone, but they match up so perfectly against the Eagles. It's my worst possible scenario here, because if the Eagles lose this, then the Cowboys are right behind them. But I'm definitely taking the Titans and the points.
Okay, my first pick against the spread. This is tough. I know. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Oh.
Samter thought I was going to pick his Jets. I got Rob in the office trying to convince me to take the Jets against the Vikings this week. It's not happening. And instead, I'm going to go with one of the riskiest lines out there this week. And I'm going to take the Ravens. And I'm going to lay the 8.5 on DraftKings Sportsbook.
Oh, wow.
I know. The Ravens, who can't hold a lead to save their life. The Ravens, who've had multiple meltdowns in the fourth quarter. The Broncos are just toast to me. Like, they cannot score points. I don't even see a backdoor cover here. It's a risky line. That's what I will do to avoid picking the Jets.
How is that a risky line? Because you and I have bet against the Broncos 6 weeks running and won every single time.
Say goodbye to CBS Sports Network, by the way. Thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
That is simply the least risky line there is. The Broncos, I don't know what's going on with them, but how are they going to get within 10 points
of this team? What do you mean you don't know what's going on with them? The team is terrible.
Yeah, they're terrible. I'm saying they've not covered in about a year and a half. Yeah, I like that one a lot, too. And by the way, are you going to double up same game parlay? And
take the under?
Whatever it is.
I thought about it, but I have someone else for the total. Who do you have for your total? Go ahead.
You do your total first. I'm still weighing here.
Okay, so I've been going unders, unders, unders. I got burned with it last week. So I'm actually going to take an over this week. It's very rare that I do this. I'm mostly unders all the time. I'm going to take Las Vegas and the Chargers, and I'm going to go over 50.5. Who's stopping who in this game? I mean, all I'm hoping, Stu, is that your Raiders can hold up your end of the bargain on offense. But with Josh Jacobs looking like he's going to play, I think there's a possibility. Is Mike Williams playing? If so, I feel even better about this.
I saw he's out.
Oh, is he out? Yeah. Okay. I still feel good.
It's the Raiders defense. You should.
50.5. Justin Herbert, big game. So I'm going to take the over in Vegas and the Chargers.
Okay. I will go over as well. Again, it's so funny. We're both going over when we both won so much on the under.
We've won so much with the under, but
I'm going to go Packers at Bears. Just these are such bad defenses. I feel like Aaron Rodgers. What happened when they drafted Jordan Love? He went out and won two MVPs. What happens after Jordan Love has a great fourth quarter? Aaron Rodgers, you could see it in his eyes. He is hungry. He's playing the team he owns. Justin Fields is back. He's going to run around like crazy. This is going over 45 points, Bears, Packers.
Does anyone check the weather in Chicago for Sunday?
Oh, good point.
I just want to.
Good.
You never, never know. Okay. And then my player prop for this week. This feels like, I don't know, kind of a no-brainer, which probably means I'm going to get burned. A.J. Brown over 5.5 receptions against the Titans. This has kind of been billed as sort of like the A.J. Brown sort of game, a little revenge game against his former team, although he landed in a pretty great spot. So Eagles have the best record in the NFL. But over 5.5 receptions seems about right against this, you know, Titans defense, who the corners are good, but they're kind of small. Give me A.J. Brown.
Yeah, you'd think that they'd want to make him look good against his former team.
Yep.
Now, he's been really struggling. He's fumbled, I think, 2 straight games.
Yeah, I know.
Something's wrong with him. But I saw reports. I've been watching all the practice reports and stuff. He's feeling great. Finally healthy. That's a great one. I'm going to stay in the same game. I'm going with the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. I have them not covering, but I have Jalen Hurts. If they get behind, Jalen Hurts is going to run.
Yeah.
And he's going to keep running. 49.5. It's his rushing total. I'll go over that. I want to go over on Derrick Henry, but they keep saying that's so darn high, Maggie. Yeah, 82.5. That's against the Eagles, who are really good. Well, they're not a great run defense.
No, they're a terrible run defense.
I'd rather
put
my money on Jalen Hurts in this one. Yeah, so it's funny. I did not pick it as my game of the week, Mike, but I have two bets on this Eagles game.
There you go. So that is the Maggie and Perloff Week 13 NFL picks. Good luck to all. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Yes, sir.
I thought we were both going to at least weigh in on the Dolphins-Niners game.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a massive game. So right now, spread is sitting at 3.5 still, or did it move?
You
have four.
Four.
Okay, so San Francisco favored by 4. I mean, how do you not just take the points just because? Well, if this is an evenly matched game, I mean.
Well, it's not really an evenly matched game. I mean, I think if it wasn't for the coaching thing, I would pick the Niners big time because the Dolphins have been basically playing toe-to-toe with teams like the Lions and the Bears.
That's true.
This is a huge step up. But I feel like the fact that both coaching staffs know each other so well completely evens it out.
I think that's part of it. I'm also thinking about, you know, no Elijah Mitchell, Christian McCaffrey, what's the situation?
Yes, great point.
I know Jimmy G says that he's fine and, you know, kind of avoided a little bit of a scare last week when it looked like he was going to go down with a knee injury. I'm wondering if this San Francisco offense is going to be able to hold up their end of the bargain. Is that weird?
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. No one's talking about the San Francisco offense. Everyone wants to see Tua match up against Nick Bosa. And they're hoping that it works out okay.
I mean, I hope so, too. We like to see Tua. We don't want him to get hurt.
Yeah, this will be great. I think,
the other thing, too, about the San Francisco defense, sorry to interrupt you, is not one but two injuries on the Dolphins' offensive line. Because Teron Armstead, but also Austin Jackson, is on the injury report. I'm not sure if he's playing.
So I would just think that Mike McDaniel can wander over the defensive room and say, I know Jimmy G's tendencies better than anybody.
Yeah.
I know how to shut them down.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Yeah. Can the San Francisco offense keep up here? I don't know.
But I don't think there's no way Miami has a huge San Francisco's defense is so good at every level. There's no way Miami puts up a 35 or something like that. I don't think they're going to need to. I mean, even your Bills game, what was that, 21-19?
Against the Dolphins?
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, that was, you know, conditions were kind of extreme.
Yeah, no, I mean, what's the over-under on that game? It's probably like 44, 45. I would be shocked. If the Dolphins could do their high-octane thing against the Niners, then count me on board that bandwagon.
It's 46.5 is the over-under thing.
Yeah, so I just don't think that's the kind of game. San Francisco going to try and slow it down whenever they can. Miami's not going to get out and run. I love that Miami, we talk about them like they're a basketball team. You know, getting out on the fast break with Waddle and Hill.
Well, Waddle and Hill, and then you have an awesome run game now with Jeff Wilson. I mean, they're the total package on offense.
Yeah, this could be a great game.
It is going to be an awesome game. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. We've got a weekend full of awesome games. We've got an awesome CBS Sports update coming to you right now. Here's Rich Ackerman.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question comes from Brendan in Connecticut. Did you see the story about Leonardo DiCaprio partying on a yacht in Miami? If so, would you go to that party? Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/AskThePros or tweeting at @CBSSportsRadio using the hashtag AskThePros. Now, I'm a huge fan of yachts.
Yeah.
I've been on one my entire life. It was docked. We weren't floating anywhere. It was Shad Khan's yacht.
Yeah,
actually.
Shad Khan's yacht. It's going to be the name of my punk band.
Yeah,
when Shad, I start it.
He brings it to every Super Bowl if there is a dock in said town. There will not be in Arizona, by the way. I don't think. Mike, you live there. I don't think there are any big bodies of water. So this guy in Miami, and I read all about this morning, had a party off of Art Basel, which is a big art convention in Miami. Is that how you would describe it?
Art fair.
Art fair. Art. Yeah, it's like all these hipsters. On this yacht were Leonardo DiCaprio, Tobey Maguire, model Gigi Hadid, Jared Leto was there, and what is described in the story, 150 supermodels. And a bunch of tech
though.
It's
like 2, 4, 6, 7.
I think
in the bathroom. Eight,
I can tell you from experience, I was one of those supermodels.
Yeah,
so.
I know. How was it, Samter?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, this sounds like a miserable scene. I don't want to be with all those Hollywood people. But I would go to it in a second just to get on that yacht and walk around. Just to see what it's like.
Yeah, I'm sure the supermodels have nothing to do with it.
No, I don't care about being. So you think I want to. Oh, by the way, here's some more people there. Diplo was there. Soleil Moon Frye. Hotelier Helen Fiana.
So weird.
Punky Brewster?
Out of nowhere.
Okay.
On the top rope.
Is she back on the circuit? Cool.
Randy Gerber and Wyclef Jean performed.
Oh, that's fun. Okay, so here's the thing. I know that Leonardo DiCaprio is dating Gigi Hadid right now, if we can go into the gossip territory a little bit.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But here's something. You know, every woman, whether you know this or not, your wives, your girlfriends, let me let you in on a little something. Every one of your wives or girlfriends has your one friend that she just doesn't trust. So when you're going out with Sammy or whatever, it's different than when you go out with Pete, or I'm just making up names. But your wife or girlfriend has the one friend she just doesn't trust that you have. And I feel like Leonardo DiCaprio is that friend for a lot of people. Like, oh, you're going out with Leonardo DiCaprio, huh? Like, now I need you to check in at the end of the night. I need you to tell me when you're coming home. If you were going out with Tobey Maguire, I'd let it pass. Just I'll see you in the morning. But if you're going out with DiCaprio, I need a check-in. I need a FaceTime from the bathroom.
I mean, Matt Ryan and Matt Ryan's wife certainly have learned that the hard way.
Yeah, I mean, you got Leonardo DiCaprio licking your wife's face. Whatever. I don't trust that guy. And believe me, your wives and girlfriends, they all have one guy out of your guy friends that they just don't trust you with.
Is it Tobey Maguire, like the famous bad guy? Right, you guys ever seen that movie where Jessica Chastain is a gambler? So he plays poker games and ruins people's lives. He's supposed to be the biggest jerk in Hollywood.
Okay, maybe, then it's Maguire. I don't know.
Yeah, is it Tobey Maguire? Well, no, Tobey Maguire is happily married and he tags along.
Yeah,
but I think he's secretly the evil genius. And Leonardo DiCaprio, according to I read every story about this party. He just sat there and cornered people and talked about the environment the entire time. Yeah. I don't think Leo's trouble.
Are yachts good for the environment? I
don't think Leonardo DiCaprio is super trouble. Like, the guy's been there, done that. You think he's really out there? He has any inch. He probably doesn't even see these models at this point.
I think he sees them.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm sure there's a little fatigue. I don't know. But
I think he's less interested in his models.
Model fatigue. Yeah,
model fatigue.
That sounds terrible.
It's a plague. Awful. Yeah. What an affliction that would be.
It's like Perloff's whole claim about, like, you know, living in sunny weather all the time. Or
No, sun's just depressing.
Do you think Leo
cared that?
Like, if you're around sun all the time, it's, you know, it's, eh.
You think Leo cared that there were 100 models at this party? He probably finds them so annoying. What's he going to hook up with one of those?
Yeah,
random?
He hooks up with them all the time.
Not with his current girlfriend on the boat with him.
Yeah, no.
Who knows?
Even that's all arranged. He's not just hooking up with a random woman. Because you can't when you're that famous. Trust me, I've been there.
I know. Enlighten us, please. Tell us more.
Also, he's been doing this for 35 years. It's got to be exhausting at this point. No?
I don't think so. I think he'd stop doing it. If he really was that exhausted, he wouldn't be on the yacht. He'd be somewhere else. I don't know. I think he likes it. I think he likes being Leonardo DiCaprio. Can I tell you, by the way, the one person who would probably be the one friend you wouldn't trust the most?
Who's that?
If somehow you were friends with Michael Jordan. Like, imagine Ahmad Rashad. If he's married still, I don't think he is. I don't know if he's married again. It's like, all right, I'm going to the golf course with MJ. It's like, oh, God. I'm going to come home $100,000 lighter because...
I feel like Bruce must be that guy for you, Perloff.
Yeah, going out with Bruce.
Every story about Bruce is just never ends well.
Bruce never went out at night, though. Because this is going to sound really mean, but he couldn't really navigate the bar scene.
Because he's only got one eye. 855-212-4CBS. I didn't mean to laugh, but I didn't realize that was a thing.
No, Bruce never went out at night. He was an early adapter of online dating because he wasn't comfortable in bar situations because he'd run into a guy, knock over a drink, and start a big fight.
Oh my goodness. They could be like, guys, I'm sorry, it's a glass.
Yeah, no, he's absolutely true. And also, if he did get in a fight, if he could block one side, but the other side, he would just get blindsided.
This is awful.
Yeah, no, it's be desert.
Should we be laughing right now? I feel like I shouldn't be laughing.
Oh, my goodness. Bruce couldn't go out at night.
No, definitely not. Definitely. And actually, that's only one of the many reasons he couldn't go out at night.
It's like a werewolf, you know? It's like we got to keep him locked up.
Like, we were all friends.
It's a
one-eyed
werewolf.
Bruce can't come out when there's a full moon, guys. It's just not going to end well. Starts howling.
Yeah, we were all pregame. We'd all be at the same place, and Bruce would be there, and we'd all go out. Nobody even asked Bruce if he wanted to come. It was a given that he wouldn't come. No, it's perfectly nice. He didn't care. He was like Leo. He's over that.
Yes, I'm sure. Just like Leo, he's got model fatigue. 855-212-4CBS. Mitch is in Austin, Texas, and he needs some help. Mitch, what's on your mind, bud?
Yeah, hey, y'all. I'm in a survivor pool.
Okay.
And if it's not difficult enough, I have to pick two teams this week.
Oh, you're really down to the end here.
Yeah, so I'm going to pick the Cowboys with one of my selections.
Oh, easy peasy.
I'm torn between the Buccaneers and the Seahawks and I guess the Browns and the other selection.
Okay, so, well, I don't want to be responsible for you getting knocked out of your pool, but if you are asking for advice and comes with a disclaimer, for me, I would go Seahawks on this one. Matthew Stafford is not playing.
Yeah, is that good
or bad? I don't think
Aaron
Donald is playing, right? Everyone's out. The Rams are hopeless this season. It's unfortunate they don't have their first round draft pick. I would take Seattle there. I would trust the Bucs against the Saints at all.
I would take Cleveland.
Against the Texans? I mean,
the Texans are not. They're already starting to bench guys.
You know what? You're right.
Full tank. I think Cooks is out. I think everybody's out for the Texans. And Cleveland will be inspired to play for this one.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous. John Wolford, I don't think that's a huge downgrade at this point.
It's the other guy, isn't it?
No, it's Wolford.
Is it Wolford?
Perkins is not. Is Wolford starting?
Oh, maybe I'm going.
But we also know that Andy Dalton just can't win primetime games.
That's
like, isn't there something on that side too?
Brady has had trouble with the Saints.
Yeah. Can the Bucs beat anybody right now?
That's a good point.
That's a great question.
By the way, we should maybe in our picks looked at that Texans game, man. The Texans, they got nothing.
No, I know. And then you got Deshaun Watson, but everyone's kind of staying away
from
that.
But, I mean, how much can you trust a guy who hasn't, I mean, forget about all the other stuff, who hasn't played in, a year and a half? I mean, there's going to be rust.
Yeah, you got those great running backs there. But, wait, hey, Mitch, how come you have the Cowboys left?
Yeah, nice job.
That one is pretty sweet, that option.
Yeah, no, Survivor pools are all luck, right? But I think I have like the Chiefs left. I have the Eagles left. I have the Titans left. I have too many choices.
Wait a minute, how? It's week 13. How do you have all these teams left?
I think early on I picked a lot of the teams that like have won like two or three games. I don't know. I clearly don't know what I'm doing.
Mitch, by the way, I'm looking at the Cowboys have the Texans next week. That one is a good one too. So you can just file the Texans.
Is there a little, though, is there like a little sports universe karma thing that maybe Deshaun Watson, considering like what he is facing coming back from, is not going to win his first game back? Or am I being silly there?
In Houston? Like, I feel like Houston deserves it.
To beat him?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought his reasons for wanting to leave Houston, whatever he did off the field is reprehensible. Like, those accusations would never defend. But I think he had a point when he was leaving the Texans. Right?
Wait, he signed a contract and a month later wanted to leave. Why did he sign the contract a month before?
I know, but he thought that, didn't he like lose all faith in the ownership and the front office changes and stuff like that? I don't know. Well, that's a little more gray area.
If you're Houston right now, a loss is technically a win, right?
They're gearing up for the number one pick.
Yeah.
Bryce Young. Well, Mitch, okay, so what are you going to go with?
I think you may have sold me on the Seahawks. I'm worried about the Texans because they can still lose one and still have that number one draft. So I think they may have.
That's actually a good point.
Behind, right?
Well, I hope I didn't steer you wrong. Good luck. Sleep on it.
Well, either way, you made me follow the yacht question, so I think you're setting me up to be more.
Yes. Mitch, do you also have model fatigue?
No, the Bosa brothers and like Travis Kelce are more my speed. So.
There you go. Well said, Mitch. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Yes. So we got, let's see who's out here. Cooks is out. Stingley's out for the Texans. But Njoku's out for the Browns after that catch from.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I have no idea how he did that.
That was Odell Beckham Jr. like.
That model fatigue, that's a real thing. And I'm going to tell you, you think I'm crazy. By the end of my time at Sports Illustrated, there was nothing more boring than a Sports Illustrated swimsuit party. There is nothing less interesting than these 6'4" swimsuit models walking around. And that is the truth. And you know that.
I am going to point out one small thing, is that Leonardo DiCaprio was actually going home with those models. Yeah. You were not.
Yeah, you had the same thought as I did.
Changes it when the end of the night looks like you getting a slice of pizza and him going home with whoever. It's a very different.
Well, like maybe three of them going home with
him. It's a different finale. Yeah. Let's put it that way to the evening.
Uh-huh. But these 100 models around, like, is that interesting? Isn't that kind of, first of all, they're all, I don't know. I just feel like
this is funny that I'm the woman and I'm have to convince you that Leonardo DiCaprio is still interested in beautiful women.
Well, he's there with his girlfriend, so it's not even. But no, I don't think, honestly, I think he's bored of them. I'll talk to Leo about it.
Okay, call him. Tell him. Ask him. Was that boring, that party?
Also, too, if you were Leonardo DiCaprio, wouldn't you want to just meet a real person and a non-model just to be like, just a change of pace? Something different?
Do you remember when didn't A-Rod date the woman who was the head of 23andMe? She was like this tech, Silicon Valley, like tech whiz. Her sister is the head of YouTube, I think. It was like these dynamo sisters, and somehow A-Rod ended up with the woman who she used to be married to Sergey Brin from Google. It was a complete departure from all the other
bodybuilders that A-Rod dated.
Yeah, the female bodybuilders he's dating.
Let's not even talk about A-Rod.
What I was going to say is that at Art Basel, where this yacht was parked, did you see the art installation? There is an ATM there where you go in and you can put your card into this ATM, and it takes a photo of your face and then displays your photo with the total in your bank account up on a screen. And they call it like the leaderboard. Gross.
A little personal.
You think? Just gross too, you know? I get it. It's a thought-provoking. Who's the person who wants to have their bank account displayed? What does that say about you?
Right. You know, though, it is kind of silly. Like, I know some rich people will only keep like $2,000 in their checking account, though. That's what's a little confusing about it.
Yeah.
Like, if you have different funds around the world, like I do.
Yes, don't check the Swiss bank accounts. That is
but it'd be amazing if they could do it somewhere where they get your whole wealth. Your net worth, that would be juicy.
Yeah, but I have so much money hiding in all those, like, secret accounts, and it's not worth it.
I know. Samter, all of his fortune just in pure gold.
Yeah.
Old school.
On a boat in the middle of Lake Michigan.
Yep, just old school, just a big pile of gold.
But if you ever know rich people, they never have paper money on them. They never have a five. Never happens.
The irony. Thank you, Mike Samter, Stu Kovacs. Thank you to Marlo Donahue, Allison Cohen, everyone on the TV side. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the football, the soccer, everything. We'll see you Monday.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.